Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. The Missouri House has passed a right-to-work bill, which would prohibit mandatory union fees in workplaces. Velda Village Hills Democrat Clem Smith says the measure would lead to lower wages and affect benefits.
Some of you all pay taxes. If you all had the option to not to pay taxes, you'd have a whole lot of people who would not pay taxes but would still ride on the roads, still send their kids to the same schools, still enjoy the benefit of everybody else that's paying taxes.
Right to work supporters say such a law would bring more jobs to the state. The proposal now moves to the Senate. Missouri lawmakers are looking at a measure to bring the state in compliance with federal requirements for driver's licenses and ID cards. Jason Taylor reports.
If the state fails to meet those standards, residents will not be able to board commercial aircraft in January of next year. Missouri currently doesn't satisfy 22 benchmarks for compliance, with the biggest roadblock being the state's policy not to scan and retain documents of licensed applicants. Among the biggest critics of the federal requirements is Republican Senator Will Krause. He authored legislation which did away with Missouri's own policy to scan and retain the documents.
Now, this bill basically will undo that because of the federal government's mandate.
The document scanned and retained would be an existing driver's license, a Social Security card, birth certificate, or passport. No one testified against the proposal to meet them. The committee is expected to vote on the issue next week. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.
Senator Blunt tells Fox News today that having an American businessman as president is different in a good way.
I think the synergy that President-elect Trump and tomorrow President Trump brings to this process is a disruptive thing in a helpful way if you want to change the way things are being done.
Blunt is in charge of President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration ceremony tomorrow. Attorney General Josh Hawley says Missouri has sued the Obama administration over coal mining regulations declared by the Department of Interior. Hawley says the regulations overstep agency authority and violate federal law. The U.S. Interior Department argues that the rule will protect 6,000 miles of streams by preventing coal mining debris from being dumped into nearby waters. The number of mumps cases at the University of Missouri-Columbia has climbed to 309. The first fall case was reported in early November. Symptoms of the viral infection include swelling near ears, jaw, and some genitals, fever, fatigue, headache, and earache. And Kiplinger's Personal Finance magazine has included Drury University in Springfield on its list of the nation's 100 best values in higher education. This is the fourth year in a row Drury has made the private university's list at number 49. This is Missouri Net News.